Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence built on 40 years of experience. Visit zurichcorporate.ie to learn more about the Zurich Master Trust. Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Trust excellence defined by innovation. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Talk to your financial broker to learn more.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1 with Sarah McInerney and Cormac O'Hara.
Kylie Minogue, Kneecap and the Wolf Tones are among the acts who will perform at the Electric Picnic Music Festival this August in Stradbally in County Leash. It's the 20th anniversary of the event. Capacity has been increased to 75,000 and the lineup has finally been released. We're joined now by Alan Corr, who's multimedia journalist with RTE News. And Alan, thanks for coming in to us. Kylie Minogue is the big news here. Is that a surprise that she'll play?
I think it's a surprise because it's her Electric Picnic debut, considering she's been around making music since, 1987, since her forever really, since you left Neighbours. This is the first time she's ever going to play Electric Picnic, and that's probably one of the main talking points today, I think, you know. And an attractive headliner that transcends, I think, all the kind of age brackets that Electric Picnic appeals to, I think, you know.
She'll be a big draw?
I think she will. I think she'll be on the main stage on the Sunday night, kind of closing out the festival. People might be in the mood for a bit of a boogie after a long night on Saturday and Friday, I guess, you know. And she always delivers. She always puts on a great performance. She's got the glitz and the pizzazz to carry it off. But great to see her making her debut, I think.
The Wolf Tones will also be on the main stage. What do you make of that?
Well, after they frightened the horses last year, they played the Electric Arena, which is one of the smaller stadiums or venues at Stradbally Hall in County Leash. And people were rather alarmed by this for some reason. But this year they have been now promoted to the main stage. So that is very interesting in itself, and I'm sure a lot of the chattering classes won't be very happy about that, but obviously they've proven to be a huge draw last year and they're back for more this year.
I have taken a quick look at the Electric Picnic tweet. So they've put out the tweet with the lineup, and I've taken a look at the comments now, with the caveat that this is Twitter and nobody really ever has anything good to say on Twitter. At the moment there's 156 comments, and I'd say 95% of them are negative.
Yes.
People saying, I want to sell my tickets. I quote a few of them, literally the worst lineup of all time, says one person. Electric Picnic will be gone in a year or two with this crack, says another person. People are not happy.
Well, considering that, as you say, people are never happy when it comes to any concert lineup, yeah. And given that the amount of huge concerts that are happening already this year, the likes of Three Nights by Taylor Swift in the Aviva, AC/DC in Croker, and also I think 57 Nights by Coldplay in Crow Park, they're playing four nights, which is pretty extraordinary. I think Electric Picnic, there was talk that the announcement was delayed this year, and it was slightly delayed. Late, maybe 2 weeks late, which is not a hell of a lot. But looking at the lineup after the thing sold out within an hour of it being announced last September, I think a lot of people may have a right to be slightly disappointed. But considering the amount of other big acts coming to Ireland this summer, I mean, what else was left, really?
Yeah, huge competition.
If you ask me, huge amount of competition. This is the 20th anniversary of Electric Picnic. Has it passed its heyday? 75,000 people bought tickets, and I reckon it's a sold out event.
Although a lot of them on Twitter are saying, I want to sell my tickets. But again, it's just, you know, some, as you say, some people are never happy. Just finally then, what are the acts to look out for, people that, you know, that are not necessarily headlining but that you think would be worth,
well,
you know,
I'd be interested to see
for.
Ray is the female singer from England who was kind of dropped by a record company and then turned around and won all those Brit Awards this year, which is very, very interesting. I'll be very interested in seeing Kneecap, who I also believe are making their debut. Maybe they played last year, but Kneecap are having some year considering their movie's done very well. Their debut album is coming out in a few weeks' time, and they will be a huge draw. Jazzy, who is the Dublin artist who was recently nominated for an Ivor Novello Award. Okay. She has a lot to play for as well. That's going to be interesting, I think.
Okay, Alan Corr, thank you very much for joining us.